Okay, and specifically, you know, when the couples move around on the floor.
Have a dance.
Yeah, okay. What about this expression? Say it, if 3 o'clock in the afternoon the children get out of school, you'd say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Lets out, maybe.
Okay. Now, if it's the summertime when school isn't in session, toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
end?
Well,
get out?
Well, but say they're anticipating the reopening of school.
When the school start back.
Right, okay. Say if a little boy leaves home and he's supposed to be going to school, but on the way he decides he doesn't want to go that day, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Okay.
Or shot the hook, some people say.
Shot the hook.
Uh-huh.
What would you say if you were in shot the hook? I just noticed here somebody said shot hooky. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think I've heard that. But I've heard shot the hook.
What would you say if you were in college and you decided you didn't want to go to class?
Don't cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the person goes to school to get an
education.
Right. And after high school, some people go to
college.
Right. What do you say you enter after you finish kindergarten? You go into
grammar school or first grade.
And in the schoolroom, each student sits at his own
desk.
Okay, in the plural of that, you say a lot of
desks.
Okay. All right, some buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Right, and to mail a package.
Post office.
Right, and if you had to stay overnight in a strange town.
Stay at a motel.
Or a
hotel.
Okay. And if you wanted to go see a play or a movie, you would go to the
theater.
All right. And if you got very sick, you might have to go to the
hospital.
Okay. And at the hospital, the woman who takes care of you, she's a
nurse.
All right. What about if you wanted to catch a train in town, where would you go?
Depot.
Mm-hmm. Any other way of saying that?
Train station.
Okay. Would you ever use a phrase with the word rail in it?
No, I don't think so.
Like railroad station or railway station?
Not much, I don't think.
Wouldn't use that. Okay. Here in Talladega, where the courthouse is situated and the buildings, you know, surrounding the courthouse, does that area have a name?
That's the square.
Square. Okay. Say if...
Or courthouse square.
Okay. Downtown, if there's a building sitting right here and then there's one right here, you'd say that this one was right across from this one. What if it's sitting like so? How would you describe the position from this building?
Diagonally across.
Mm-hmm. Any other word you've heard used?
No, none that I can.
Okay, you ever heard kitty or catty corner?
Yeah, catty corner.
Mm-hmm. That would do.
Oh yeah, catty corner.
So catty corner implies on an angle or
diagonally? Yeah, diagonally across, it sure would.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that.
All right. Have you ever heard the words anti-goblin or anti-goblin to mean catty cornered?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. All right, this is a vehicle that runs on rails and it's powered from a wire overhead. Still see them in San Francisco.
Streetcar.
Mm-hmm. And if you're riding on a bus, you might tell the driver, well, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Here in Talladega, where you have the courthouse, you'd say that Talladega is the what of Talladega
County seat.
Okay. And if you're a postmaster, you work for the federal
government.
Okay. What would you say the police in a town are supposed to maintain?
Law and order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know whether I ask you this or not, but the war between the northern and the southern states, did I ask you that?
Mm-hmm, I think we said Civil War,
Civil War, what it was called here. Okay, I didn't make a note of that. All right, in the days before the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
Yeah, and a man who commits suicide like that, you'd say he went out and...
I'd say hung himself.
Okay.